Bria, LSE Share Talk. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Philip Knowles, who's a CFO of Stellar Diamonds PLC, ticker symbol STEL on AIM. The company is a diamond development company focused on West Africa. Now today, Philip and the team came out with some brilliant news regarding a joint venture, and I've got Philip, who kindly has given up some time to just come on the phone with me to give you guys an update as to what that means going forward and highlight the proposed deal regarding the joint venture. Good afternoon, Philip. Thank you for coming on online with me today.
No problem at all, Peter.
All right, so there's some fantastic news here regarding the proposed venture in Guinea and Liberia and the prospect of a really good earning regarding the investment for development. Would you just be able to break it down for investors what exactly this means going forward for you guys?
Certainly. So we announced this morning that we've signed joint venture agreements with a group called Citygate, who are looking to build a portfolio of diamond assets in West Africa. And they're also looking for access to diamonds in terms of offtake as well. So we've signed an agreement with them whereby they will fund the ongoing costs of Baule through various phases. And that will take the funding requirements away from Stellar. They will then earn into that project at various milestones as we go through. And Stellar will retain a significant interest as we go forwards. And it will really help us to develop the asset there at Baule without having to spend shareholders' funds to do it. So, you know, a very exciting development for us, and something that we've been looking to do for a little while as we focus on our Tongo assets.
Yeah. Now, for those that are not familiar with Citygate, could you just break down who Citygate Commodities are and where they're based and what they do? How big is the group?
A relatively new group based out of Dubai. They, as I say, they're multi-commodity. They're looking at various things, but diamonds is something they're particularly interested in. And they want the full value chain of diamonds. So right from early stage exploration projects, near-term production projects, such as Baule, all the way through to taking those diamonds and selling them on or cutting and polishing them. So they look for the whole value chain. They've recently raised some money and are putting together a portfolio of assets in West Africa, and we are the second of those assets. They have one in Sierra Leone already, which they're just starting to work on. Yeah, with Sarkate, and we're going to be the second asset for them.
Okay, excellent. So the Baule joint venture, you've spoken in the RNS today about phase one, phase two, phase three. Yep. What sort of time frame are you guys envisaging for that?
So as you say, there's three phases here. The first phase is going to be another 50,000 ton bulk sample, which will add to the 100,000 tons that we've already extracted over the last couple of years. That's a sort of 6 to 8 month project, probably about 6 months worth of production and a couple of months of preparation and stripping, which will start as soon as we sign the definitive JVA in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
So that's roughly a 6 to 8 month project. They'll extract another 50,000 tons, primarily from the eastern lobe of the Baule kimberlite.
Yeah.
With the eastern lobe being the higher grade and also containing the higher quality diamonds that that we found throughout the 100,000 ton project that we literally just finished. Then, assuming the economics are looking good at that stage, they'll move on to phase two, which is another $2 million worth of expenditure. And that will be putting together an independent JORC compliant resource. So that will involve some additional drilling, possibly some sampling, and the consultants sort of getting their hands on the project to really go into it in some detail as to what we've got. And then phase three will be taking the project really through the pre-feasibility stages, The timing of that is difficult to say at this stage. And we will sort of plan that in once we have more information on the grading values that come from this next bulk sample. But certainly phase one, which is the focus now,
yeah,
it's going to be a sort of 6 to 8 months project that where they'll get their teeth into pretty much straight away.
Okay, so that will take you through to February-ish of 2017, phase one.
Yep. Yeah.
And then phase two, you're going to be running throughout 2017. So pre-feasibility then, you're looking at the end of 2017 going into 2018. Is that about right?
I would say sort of based on you know, our experience of these sorts of studies that it would be sometime in 2018. As I say, we can't put a definitive date on that at this stage.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
But that's probably what we'd be targeting.
Okie doke. And then going into the same sort of details then regarding the Liberia joint venture, phase one again?
So Liberia is probably an asset that shareholders and your listeners probably won't have heard of before today in terms of our projects. It's something we worked on about 10 years ago and did some very promising initial exploration work. But obviously, as you can imagine, in 2007, 2008, companies such as us really had to batten down the hatches and focus our efforts on, the projects most advanced.
Yeah.
So Liberia really at the time fell away, but it's something that that we were very, very keen on. Our CEO, Carl Smithson, is a big fan of the potential for diamonds out in Liberia. So when we saw the assets were back up for grabs, we decided to jump in and take those on. And we've been looking really for a funding partner for those, because obviously we don't have a huge amount of cash to sort of throw at early stage exploration. So again, with Citygate coming in, that's really worked out perfectly for us. It's much earlier stage than Baole, so there's no identified kimberlites yet. So phase one will be looking to identify some kimberlites through various sampling techniques and sort of early stage exploration. Citygate will spend $250,000 roughly on that exercise to earn their first 25% of the project. And then we will do something very similar to what we're doing at Baole, assuming we found some promising kimberlites. We'll go through the resource definition work, sampling, drilling, and again move at least one of those assets into pre-feasibility level, and they will spend up to $6 million doing that.
Okay, I mean, I think given what's happened this thus far today, the share price is up 18%. So I think the Liberia joint venture, as well as the Baole joint venture, seems to have taken people by surprise, and a few investors have gone, "Ooh, now they're on the move again." You know, so it's been well received, Philip.
Yeah, we certainly see it as a great deal for Stella in many ways. So we brought in some blue sky in the form of Liberia,
yeah,
which we're not having to pay for, which is brilliant. That's what everyone wants, really.
Yeah,
and in terms of Baole, we're taking an asset that's earlier stage than our key focus, which is Tongo, something that still requires a fair amount of money to be put into it to get it to closer to production. And again, we're taking away our funding requirement there and keeping a sort of free carry as we go through. So it's really worked out very well. And I should just point out on the Baole project, the 50,000 tons that we'll be sampling, there'll be no cost to Stella and Stella shareholders.
Yeah,
we do get to share in those revenues. So we will take 56.25% of any revenues that are generated from that 50,000 tons, but at no sort of cost to Stella. So again, a very good deal for us.
Yeah, very, very good deal. So the likelihood is that you'd have potentially some more news either prior to or during the final results which you gave last year in November. So prior to December, we will have some news, more news from you before then or around that time?
We will keep the market and shareholders updated as we go through. And I guess there's a number of sort of news streams that go sort of hand in hand with this. We need to sign the definitive JVAs, which will be the next thing to be announced on Baole in Liberia. Yeah. That's just subject to some due diligence by City. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're pretty much binding. And then, yeah, we will update as we go into that sampling process with the results as they start to come out, much as we did with the 100,000 tonnes that we produced.
Excellent. So, I mean, essentially, you've got, like you say, a free carry. You've got a very low cost base going forward. So there's lots to be positive about regarding Stel at the moment.
Absolutely. And it allows us as a management team to really focus on Tongo, which is our near-term target to bring that into production over the next year or so. So that's a sort of another bonus for us.
That's brilliant. Okay, Philip, I've covered all the questions. I just wanted to thank you for giving up the time today to bring us up to speed with that. And hopefully the investors and potential investors will garner further interest with that. Is there anything else you wanted to add regarding today's news?
I think that pretty much covers the news today.
Okie dokie. That was Philip Knowles, Chief Financial Officer at Stella Diamonds. Philip, thank you ever so much for sharing your time today. And I'll share that news with our viewers tonight or tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.
Cheers. Speak soon.
Bye now.
Bye.